So we're holding here in the middle of Yudalad, the second half. It says, Me'ov Eshes Shein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Me'ayim, Kaviyachol, is being described. So he says over here, and it's Rashi brings on the bottom, that U'sefer Vayikra Shu Be'emza Torah. So Me'ov Eshes Shein is Sefer Vayikra, which is the middle of the Torah. The Rashi also brings, so he brings on the bottom, the Torah's kind of written by Emsa Chamishas Chum Shukimayim Alolu, and soon by Emsa Kuf. So, Bemis, it's quite schwer to understand what kind of Tzushno is it? Mela, the Klal Godel is, the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, that any place that we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're always using a metaphor, but we're allowed, the metaphors that we are able to use are metaphors that we would find positive human beings. So when I speak about the Chveis Kaviyochel, the he has white beard, a Kaviyochel this, Kaviyochel that. So we're talking about a big kaima, big eyes, anything that is complementary when you talk about a person may be appropriately used about your Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's something that's Meseder. But and anything which you wouldn't describe about a person, you don't describe by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, I mean, the me'ayim one wouldn't exactly say is most complimentary thing about a person. And you don't, it's not something that's in any way. So what are we trying to? What do we want with this? And this is like something about us. It's the Chumash Vayikra Shu Be'emtza Torah. And then we'll left with Sapirim next to Vayikra going. It's full with a lot of dinim. Umamosik midvash me'oid hamedrish. Amr Abba sefa yikru be'emtza umol alochis. Yisiv me'a v'eshes shein ulefes apir. You know, what's so gevaldic about this medrash? It's a medrash over here, but what do you see that's in the middle? And it's full of superior, but this and that. I don't see the big, what's the great metaphor here? So I'm thinking of the following. In Lashon Kodesh, in Tefillah L'mashal, and in the Psukim, when you talk about somebody yearning for somebody, you say, may I. The Nichmaru may of. And Me'emeh is going to, we will be saying it Nachmu, if it's still Tishbol, we'll be saying it Nachmu. So we talk about yearning for somebody with the Pechina Me'ayim. Why? I mean, there is, sorry, I can say with the heart, the Gagum of the Lev, Me'ayim, yes, so a person sort of feels pangs, but where's the Me'ayim involved? So I think the Pshat's like this. Always the center nekuda of a thing should be its ikur. Physically, you definitely would like to think like that, and certainly metaphorically. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, what's the middle nekuda of the person? And the answer is an empty space that's waiting to be filled. The Maral speaks a lot about Mazon as being the chaser of the Adam. In other words, an Adam is chaser. It is a chisaron of Adam that he is chaser. And the place where it is the most noticeable, so the ear and the lungs, we don't really see it as a chaser. But food in the stomach, that's a place that we see as hollow. And a person's hungry has a tremendous craving to fill it up. And this is a place where there's chisur in the middle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam chalolim. The mokum cholol in a person, the place that's empty in the person that sees us, is the place that needs milui. So, if we ask ourselves, what is Tzuras Adam? Suris Adam is the purse, is the Bria that's chasera. That's his etzem metzias. He's a chaser. So if a person would not feel that he's missing anything, then he would never be able to take anything in. Achila gasa lashma achila. If I eat something and I'm stuffed that it kills, I mean, maybe I can push it down, but it's not going to be amazing the person. The same way Lamashal with divrei chachma and things like that. So if a person tells me a yedia that I'm missing, I really need to know what's happening here, what's doing there, how this works, what's the understanding of this. Then I will imbibe whatever it is that I'm told. If somebody tells me yedia about something that I have no desire to anything about, I don't feel I'm missing anything by not knowing Turkish. So if a person sits and teaches me Turkish, he'd be the best teacher in the world. I'm not learning Turkish because there's no place in me that's missing Turkish. It's just not happening. The tsuras adam in this world is chaser. So even though all balachayim have stomachs, and they need food to live on it, but it's not the middle of the kaima. Really, they don't have a kaima. It's very different. By adam, the very core and middle of a person is a makom chaser that requires mazay. And we speak a lot of liachsalonu mazay nolam ved. You know, it's mazay the chisaron, and therefore sviya is the bracha that's mechayev. It is the deraistic bracha, because that's the etzim goes to the core of who a person is, what a person is, and so on. That is tzuras adam. And you find that same. You find it in the pesukim. Lo yirav lalechem letzamei lamayim kinoshma dvar Hashem. A person becomes a ra'ev chaser klapi the dvar Hashem. Then dvar Hashem makes sense and so on.
We say this when it comes to learning. I think people perceive my intake and my ability to comprehend, you know, Dvar Hashem as through my head, through my brain, right?
Way before that happens, it has to be a makom kibul. If I don't have any desire to learn, it means, I don't care for it. That knowledge is totally superfluous to me. Then I'm not going to learn. You have a brilliant head. I could be going along. Information that's not, that I don't feel a need for or desire for, I'm not going to learn. You can't. It's just like food. When you stuff food down a person's throat when he's not hungry, he doesn't digest it. He doesn't have the saliva doesn't go, the stomach juice doesn't go, and so on. Pushing down the idea, I always say over the Maral, that's why Leil Pesach has to be B'der Shailo Tshuva, because you need to create first a place for the answer. If you have a problem, then my answer lands in a place where it'll sit. If you have no problem, I had a Reb Shlomo Cheshen Zechayin Avracha who just passed away. There's a Shlaim, a very special person, learning me yeshiva. So he was also a little bit of a more of a shtol, spitzy guy. So when he got married, he indulged, and instead of a two-room apartment, they bought a three-room apartment. And his uncle was very upset with him, and he told him, Shlomo, you're talking, what are you doing? It's that. So he told him, it's a Gemara. It says, Shlosh Dvarim Marchivim Daita Shadam. And one of them is Dira Noe. So his uncle told him, look at the Masha. The Masha is Geiris Machrivin Daita Shadam. So Shlomo Cheshen told him, uncle, he said, you had a kash on the Gemara, so he went to look at the Masha. I understand the Gemara very kipshuta. I never had a kash, so I'm not looking at any Masha. I mean, the Gemara is kipshuta. If a person doesn't have an interest in it, so sometimes the interest is artificial. Everybody else in class knows, how can you not know? Are you going to be stupid? Is that? But sometimes a person who has a real yearning for knowledge, a real chunk of a knowledge. I want to understand how it works. I want to understand what's happening and so on. So the halal that you open up is really what makes you an ovate. That determines how much learning, ruchnias, whatever you want. It starts first and foremost with how much empty space on yourself. If you don't feel a lack in anything, then you're not going to have anything. Okay, so Al Kapanim, that's true by Adam. Kaviyachol de Rabbeinu Shalom. It would be impossible to create a system of Avedas Hashem if you would not have some sort of Kaviyachol Chisaren mitzad the person, mitzad the Mekabel. Lamashal, let's say somebody comes and he buys me, he wants to give me a gift, and he gives me a computer, a better version of this computer. So I need one, I'm using it, so that's a very good thing, and I accept it. So let's say it's worth $1,000, and he gives me such a gift, I'm very appreciative. Let's say he brings me in an extraordinary, a top-of-the-line MRI machine that's worth $50,000. I have no appreciation for it. It's worth a lot of money, but I need it. I don't need it. I just don't need it. So something that I don't need, I can't. So there's no reciprocity. It's since the derech of friendship is a certain reciprocity of feeling for giving. So just like sivloinos by chasen kala and so on, you gave me something out of friendship. I feel towards you out of friendship, and we have that type of back and forth. That's the mahalach of back and forth, friendship, and so on. Kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to institute a derech of avodas Hashem. Then he needed to create kaviyachol what the svarim call it, using a gemara, but they're using it in their way, avodat tzarich gevoya. That, in other words, when we're offering up karbanis, we're offering up lechem ishei, reach nichoyach, kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a need in the world where there is going to be an ability for me to give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept. So the ritzu, the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our korbanos is what engenders a certain, what's the right word for it? The whole basis for avoda is kaviyachol, Ribbono Shel'olam. The Ribbono Shel'olam is ni kaviyachol. And we understand that it's being made for us and so on, all good and fine, but it has to be there. That makom avoda, primarily, when you talk about lechem ishai, is Beis HaMikdash. So all the inyanim in Vayikra, when you're talking about a karbon, which means bringing and giving something to somebody, that's shayach when there is a makom chosek kaviyachol. So, Sefer Vayikra is be'emtza Torah. It's the part that is ki'ilu, that nekuda merkazes. The nekuda merkazes of Avodas Hashem is the place where it's possible for me, kaviyachol, to give. To give means there's a need for it. And there's a taker, there's a recipient. If there's no recipient, there's nothing there. So that's what we have. That's one nekuda, is this nekuda of Vayikra being the midpoint kaviyachol of the Ribbono Shel Olam towards us. The center nekuda is the nekuda where HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires our giving, has a makom for that giving. Manura ha-makom hazeh, there's a makom over here, there's a place that needs something, and I'm giving it, and so on. That is one nekuda that I think goes to the heart of what he's saying. Yeah.
Is this when he says Vayikra specifically because of dinim, is it because there's a lot of dinim, or like Rabbi saying the dinim of the karbonos? So
on one level, I want to say just the pshat. This is, you know, it's all of the avodas Hashem, you know, dinim in the sense of it being general avodas Hashem. And anything we do, kila kadosh baruch hu, every mitzvah kadosh baruch hu gives me, ki'il is saying, I need you to take care of this. There's an ani here, I need you to feed him. There's a business, I need you to have anis mishkolos. Those are all things that are kaviyachol, all dinim betzim have a sense of, I want this, I need this, whatever it is. You know, it's giving me bechir to do what's right and make it incumbent on me to do what's right. It's basically saying that.
Because Parshas Mishpatim, which just has regular dinim as in Shemais, I would think we'd be saying an extra knetch of dafka, the estate of karbonais.
And I definitely want to say, but Vayikos has k'doshim, which has many other halakhot.
Right.
But definitely has that, and that's why. I want to add possibly one more. This, I think, is very close to the main akuda. I want to add something else also, where he says, sheyesh boi dinim harbe. And another possible, a secondary pshat in this relationship of me'ayim to the dinim. The udatafkir me'ayim klape the dinim works as follows. You put in certain materials that you possess. So I have chicken and potatoes and whatever I put into my stomach. My stomach extracts the pnimiyus shaboy, and that becomes what I really need. So part of the process of me'ayim, another nekuda, is the secondary thing. It's not just a hole that I fill up with stuff. The me'ayim process something and bring out a certain pnimius that's in it and make it part of my kaima. The Baal Shem Tov, a very famous book, Baal Shem Tov, that goes like this. He says, he asks, how is it possible that physical objects, you know, pasta and tomato sauce, should feed a person, a human being who has a neshama and everything else and everything? How is he sustained by potatoes? So he says, he takes a pasuk, "Kilo al lechem levada yichya adam ki al kol moitzav pid Hashem," that the person in every food that you have in the world, you have the chitzainis, which is the material, and you have the Dvar Hashem that created it and that made it. So the neshama extracts the Dvar Hashem out of it and lives off the Dvar Hashem, lives off the pnimius. You know, everything has a pnimius mikra Dvar Hashem. That's a famous talk from Baal Shem Tov, quoted a lot and so on. So you can say the same, possibly, b'nagia to the oilam mitzvahs that we're talking about in karbonis. So the world of mitzvahs are physical entities. Karbonis are certainly physical things, bread and meat and wine and oil and so on. Those are all physical entities. They all come into heichal, in the Mizbeach, and what happens over there is the something is separated out of it, and the pnimius, the Reach Nechoyach, is what remains of Dvar Hashem. Reach Nechoyach is a person did a Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like a gift, when someone gets me a very nice gift, so I appreciate physically the gift. So if you bought me a new computer, so I have a new computer, I like it. But the thought that the person had, the good will and the good feelings that he had towards me in giving it a gift makes me very appreciative of the person. So in this the world of karbonis, and that's why it's karbonis, it's especially boilit, that you know, Kashbrava said, that in every other mitzvah there's some element where Akash Baruch allowed me to make a ticket in the world. I gave tzedaka. So even if my intentions were not 100%, but it's still stuck and so on. But when I'm talking about something which is a pneumius, it's something which has pneumius to it, only carbonis, over there, unless Akash Baruch doesn't need the bread and the meat, he needs whatever it is, the Mesiras Nefesh, the Ratzon, whatever it is, the Nekudah he put into it. So this would be another place where it's dinim in general are kalim for having a pneumistic and Nekudah to it. And even though Nefesh HaChaim yells and screams about this, he's trying to avoid people being Oyber Chachamim and saying without this, you know, you have to put all the effort into this pneumistic and Nekudah, and without it, it's nothing. He's coming to be Mafkia that. But the whole Mahalach of Chachmas HaPnim is to explain the pneumis of everything and that everything has a pneumis, and that's what's important. So the Mela, the Mayav Eshes Shein, the Me'ayim have a certain Nekuda as regards this point over here. That's
so it sounds like the Mashmos over here is that this is the most basic and the foundational of our existence and our Avoida. Yeah. But Rebbe said multiple times, I think, that as soon as when it comes to admonishing Klal Yisrael, the first thing that the Navi always says is, I don't need your Kabbonis, I don't need your Keteris, because that's not the foundation. It's Talis and Tefillin. And right, the Navi never said, I don't need your Mezuzah and your Tefillin. Because the Kabbonis are really like the dessert. They're the, they're Lamaila from the foundation. They're the extra spice that enhances the foundation. Right. So how does that work within this Mashmais that seems to be that Chumash Vayikra is the Etzim foundation of our relationship?
It's the Etzim. If you're asking yourself, it's let's explain what the dessert is, and let's explain what it means. It's a mitzvah's address a more basic need of the world, a more chitzanistic need. Karbonis are ke'ilo matanot yivayin shalom. So it's like the extra credit on the test versus what you need to know. So what you need to know accomplishes some sort of the mitzvahs that accomplish, I don't know how to say it, the run of the mill, that is something I do. It has an element of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Ikra, it's a certain ticket in the world. I accomplish something, I do something. When I'm talking about something more pneumistic, then I'm addressing something that goes beyond that. And I'm talking about, it's a dessert. So the marshal, let's look at husband-wife arrangement. So picking up the kids, doing the carpool, doing the homework with the kid, cleaning up, all that type of stuff is let's call it the bread and butter. The gift for a special occasion and meaning something special to me is the dessert. Now, the nafgamina is if somebody's not doing their duties, but they're just doing the extra credit, that's a pgam. You know, I don't say you buy me this nice present, but you don't do your carpool, you don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this. That becomes more jarring. But on the other hand, in the etzim relationship, the oymik relationship lies in when you do what you're supposed to do, and then that extra nekuda, that's where it lies in. So here also, it's the if I ask yourself, what is the etzim rasa kadosh baruch hu nachas ruach lefanai? The world stands because of t'mi the gesidra, because of tam, because of this. But if you don't have the basis, then what are we talking about? So it's a very tricky thing when we speak about more important. We can I always say, what's more, you know, if I could ask you in the things you bring into your household, is the bread most important, or is the really good stuff? Well, without bread, everything else you wouldn't want. But if you have bread, it's just dry bread. There's no tamachayim. So if you ask yourself, who's more important in society, the baker or the one who runs the conductor for the Philharmonic Orchestra? So that word more important is tricky. If I'm at a desert island, I have to choose between having a baker or somebody who conducts a Philharmonic Orchestra, I'm gonna stick with the baker, because that's more vital. But if I ask myself, what makes my life livable, worth living, what do I live for? The guy who conducts the Philharmonic, the guy who brings out that beautiful music. So when I ask yourself, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want this world? It's a nachas ruach l'chnei mi sha'ama v'hoya olam. It's a nachas ruach to the one that created the world. But to get there, I need to do my basic stuff first. I need to take care of the mitzvahs that are biyadi and so on. So that's why karbanis become a turnoff when you're cutting corners everywhere else in religion. But when you do it, it becomes, you know, let's give a simple example, even to us day-to-day life. You have three bachur. One bachur is an erlich bachur, but he's not a big, but he, because he knows anything, he's not a big learner, he doesn't know how to learn at all. Very, very weak. Not as faulty. Let's, you know, just that's his mitzvah. A second bacher is a brilliant lamdin, but he's a kal das with mitzvahs. And a third bacher has both. He's sai very erlich and sai tremendous havan and so on. So the third one, I'm going to be meshabeach him for his havan of his oimek. What a chachmah is that? The first one I'll say is okay, you know, but the middle guy, I want to say, his lack of Erlichkeit in Yerushalayim in basics. He doesn't do the Zayim, forgets the Daven, doesn't forget the Daven, doesn't Daven, but he comes to first Seder and he says the Gevaldik is first. Those Gevaldik is first, I push back, I ram down his throat and say, Malach HaSapachuka, I don't need you to talk about my Torah when we're not keeping it. So it's the same relationship, and we confuse best to most vital. I think I was told you a story. I once heard a similar chiluk many years ago. This is like, I don't want to say the word 50 years ago, but it's 50 years ago. I heard this from Rav Tendel Zichron Avracha, the older Tendel. He's the father of the Tendels. He learned in Rad Meir Chabad Chaim. He came to America before the war. And when Rav Baruch Perek came to collect money in America, Rav Tendel took him around, took him to Baltimore, took him around to New York. So he was telling us that the Baruch Ber orally had tremendous hasbara. He said, you don't see it in the writing, but orally he was very... So he said over Maisa. Rabbi Ber said he has to go right back to Europe now. He said, what happened? He doesn't feel good in his heart. His heart's not beating right, he doesn't feel good. So he has to go back to, in Kamenitz, they had, I don't want to call it they used to call him a felcher. A felcher was a medical person, like the equivalent of a nurse, that type of person. He has to go back to have it checked by the felcher. So Rav Tendler convinced him that in New York, there are also good felchers. There's actually good doctors even. You can go to New York. Fine. So he took him. There was a frum doctor on the Lower East Side, Dr. Hilsenrad, I think his name was. I still remember his office. I don't remember him. I remember the office. So he took Rav Ber there, and there was a lot of people waiting, and whatever, he wasn't inclined to take Rav Ber first. So he wanted to keep Rav Ber engaged. So he saw a Sfarim Shafa. Sfarim Shafa was lacked, but he put his fingers through and was able to get a Rezil HaMalach out. Rezil HaMalach is a small Kabbalah sefer that people keep around as a shmira for fire, for whatever. And he gave it to Rav Ber. So Rav Ber said, interesting, American doctors have nothing else to learn but Kabbalah. They finished already Shas and Paiskin and Kabbalah. So Rav Tendler asked him, but it says in the Gemara, Dabba Gadol, Dabba Katan. Dabba Gadol is Maisa Merkav, Maisa Vreishas, Dabba Katan is Havai, is Havai Rava. So Kabbalah is more important. So what's the Rosh Hashim's Taina? So Rav Ber told him, Gevaldika Marshall. Rav Ber told him like this. So imagine you came to America, you have no parnasa, you don't have what to eat, and you basically collapse in hunger on the street. Somebody runs by, sees you, grabs you, takes his house, gives you milk, gives you bread, brings you to and you know, puts you back, you know, it nourishes you again, and now you're healthy again. So scenario one. Scenario two, somebody comes to America, doesn't have parnassa, he goes to a friend of his and he says, you know, I really want to sit and learn. I don't want to shut packages all day. Could you support me? And the guy says, yes. And he supports him and he sits and learns. So who did a more critical favor? The first person. He saved his life. Who showed himself a greater friend? Who displayed greater feeling and friendship to this person? The second person. So we have two different inyanim. We have what's more vital. Less man the public that avayas the avaya v'rava are much more vital. A yid can't start, doesn't get a first base without knowing avayas the avaya v'rava. If we're to ask ourselves, what is a great accomplishment, then we'll say that ma'aseh merkava, ma'aseh b'reishis. That's the way he explained it. And by the time he finished explaining, he was ready, you know, let in and this and that. That was the. But Al Kapanim, it's the same idea that when we use the word bigger, more important, greater, we confuse more vital to more accomplished. And usually they're opposites. It's like when you have a building with 10 floors, the first floor is the most vital floor, the 10th floor is the highest achievement. That's always like that. So here also these inyanim, it's the mitzvahs that are other mitzvahs are more vital, but korbanos is the great accomplishment, and in the halachos themselves, we were trying to say in the second pshat, when you have dinim themselves, you have the chitzonis of the din, and you have the pnimius, and that's really the point. Avshaim is not knocking the pnimius. Avshaim himself had two hands in these inyanim big time. But his point was, you cannot ever get to the second way without the first one. Anyone who tries to get into the pnimius of mitzvahs without going through the chitzayis of mitzvahs, he's doubly failed. He is not, he's destroyed the chitzayis, and there's no such thing as a pnimius of chitzayis. That's the point they're trying to make.
So when the pasuk says Me'ev Eshes Shenmu Lefes Sapirim, we're be'etzim in the Sefer Vayikra. We be'etzim are talking about the dinim, the arayas, the things like yes. that, and yes. then only subsequently would we touch on the karbanas. Because people associate Vayikra with karbanas exclusively, that would seem to.
Right. A, that's true. A one, yeah, and even karban. It was the halachas themselves. It's moly halach. Dinim are things that are vehicle for mechasar and. What the stomach does is it digests out the pnimius. So when a yid does a mitzvah, when a yid shakes a lulav and esrig, so the lulav and esrig was shaken is the physical mitzvah of it. His kavanis, his rotzin, his avas Hashem, and whatever goes into it is sort of what's extracted mitzvah the pnimius shibay. That's the. Okay, so that's what he says. V'umam mosik midvash mo'er ha-medrish. Mo'er ha-medrish. Omer v'abba siv v'yiku be'emtza u'mole ha-lachis. V'chsiv me'ash es ha-shem ha-sapir. So I think part of the sikhis is that it's because it's the emtza, that's why it's mole. In other words, it's not two separate. He's also being like, what's the connection? I mean, it's like two different things that have no shaykhs. No, the way he's saying it, it has a very strong shaykhs. Let's take a look in the bottom, which also is something very nice. It says, "V'hu yerad v'hika sarvi b'teicha bor b'yer mashalik." He could amri the ton of sifri the beirav v'yoyimah the sisva. He learned sifri the beirav that on a cold day. That's b'yer mashalik. So sifri the beirav because of toisis me'ari dorash. shu chamor shabes farim, chamor shabes farim b'teich haboyer shu be'emtzas far. So in other words, Taisa says over there that the Ari is like the lion of Sfarim. That's kind of the strongest, the most powerful, whatever you want to call it, the most chashev. B'teich haboyer. So Ari b'teich haboyer is a description of Safra de Beirav. It's exactly what the Goyen is saying. It's amazing tushta. It's also, I would also assume that the Yom HaSisra probably means it's a day when there's nothing else around. Yom HaShelig is, it means everything else is empty and so on. But the Ari B'tei Chabar as being the tushtel to this, I think is very, very, very strong over here. It's interesting. The calling the Inyan of Karbanis, the food and so on, I mean, the Gemara calls it Mashke de Bei Mitbechaya. It's called Beis Mitbechayim. It's called a butcher store. It's called a kitchen. It's something which is it's food. It's called food because it's the mashal of it. Its counterpart in this world is food. So the materials that go into karbanis are food materials. They have a tzura of food, lechem and basa and yayin, shemen. And there is zek neged zeh to our mahalach of our chisaron and our mu. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. I'm not sure. Next week I'm probably not going to be in America. I don't know. I don't think it'll be shy. I think I'll have email. I don't know. I have no idea what I'll have there. So if I'll be in touch if it's shy.
Okay. Excellent. Fine. Thank you very much, Robbie. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Have a safe trip. Bye.
Bye. Bye.